The Chamber Music Series in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus presents the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with the Wayne Shorter Quartet tomorrow, Wednesday, January 30th at 8 p.m. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Not since its pioneering collaborations with Herbie Hancock and Branford Marsalis has Orpheus made so exciting a foray into the world of jazz, as with this extraordinary evening of music with saxophonist Wayne Shorter. At Orpheus's urging, Shorter has revisited his 2004 Grammy Award-winning Allegra and created a substantially new 50-minute tour de force, blending the incomparable musicianship of his own quartet with the welcoming alertness and agility of the Orpheus players. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
With this January 30 performance by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, we reached the midpoint in Lafayette's investment in their 40th anniversary season. Orpheus has been coming to Lafayette for about 26 years. In the last decade or so, they've been bringing their Carnegie Hall guest soloists with them, and they in effect use the performance at Lafayette and at the Williams Center to test a relationship with a guest artist with whom they have not worked before. It's their 40th anniversary year. It's our 26th year with Orpheus, and we were able to bring all five of Orpheus's Carnegie programs to our audiences in the Lehigh Valley. We had a new commissioned work by Augusta Reed Thomas with Orpheus Conductorless Orchestra performing for the first time for them Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, which was just extraordinary. The other two programs we have this spring are really new directions for Orpheus as they test their own resourcefulness and their entrepreneurship in their 40th anniversary season. The one that is coming up on us very quickly now is a long-considered and long-discussed collaboration between Orpheus and the great saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Wayne, of course, is an NEA jazz master. His current quartet, which will be with him for this collaboration, has been touring very successfully. The pianist is Danilo Perez, the bassist is John Patitucci, and the drummer is Brian Blade. All three of these guys are leaders of their own bands, but out of allegiance and love of the great musical mind and spirit of Wayne Shorter, that is the band. It'll be, I think, a challenging program for Orpheus. It'll be, I think, a rewarding program for everyone. The Wayne Shorter contribution to the evening is a 50-minute suite that he's put together with new orchestrations drawing upon three very familiar compositions of his. One is Pegasus, the other is The Three Marias, and the third is Prometheus Unbound, and Orpheus entitles this program Prometheus Unbound. Orpheus itself will open the program with the incidental music by Beethoven for a piece called The Creatures of Prometheus. Then they, as they do their excursion throughout this year of the great symphony composers of our modern era, the symphony on that evening will be Charles Ives' Symphony No. 3, also known as the Camp Meeting. And I think it'll work very well with the spirit of the Wayne Shorter collaboration. Charles Ives, famous for incorporating a ton of folk melodies, songs, hymns, anthems, just the tunes that he grew up hearing around him in his Connecticut home. So the Camp Meeting is that spirit of a gathering of like-minded souls.
Interesting collaboration with the jazz and a classical idiom. I know they're known for doing their collaborations with all sorts of disciplines, but it's just nice seeing that melding or that meeting between the two disciplines and both of them being masters of their genres.
We are entering in the world of music a post-genre world. Orpheus is crossing lots of boundaries. They've come here and they've had Branford Marsalis with them, and Branford has performed some of the great saxophone concertos from the French, early French 20th century. He didn't get quite into his home jazz vernacular the way that Wayne Shorter will. They also recorded with Herbie Hancock Gershwin's American in Paris. We have just recently helped them commission a new work by the jazz pianist Brad Mehldau. Brad Mehldau is an incredible pianist and composer. Brad has written a piano concerto for himself and for Orpheus that they toured to Europe last November, and that will open our season at the Williams Center next October. So this is not a one-off with Orpheus inviting Wayne Shorter into the house to share some music. This is a new direction that they're going to be, I think, to continue to work in. So we're totally excited. This program will be heard only two places in the world, at Lafayette's Williams Center on Wednesday night, and then two nights later in Carnegie Hall, and then they will take it into the recording studio. This will be Wayne Shorter's first recording on the Blue Note label with himself and an orchestra, all of it without a conductor. Although I suspect they will defer very closely to Mr. Shorter as the conductor of the moment. So it's going to be great.
Director of the Williams Center for the Arts, Ellis Finger, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with the Wayne Shorter Quartet perform tomorrow, Wednesday, January 30th at 8 p.m. in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. For more information, the box office number is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.